Hello, welcome to the Nightcast. This is Michelle Veluzzi. A few notes before we begin. In this episode, we're focusing on the new turf fields and athletic facility behind New Milford High School. I spoke with Athletic Director Joe Riccardelli during the second week of October. You will hear us talk about the opening night football game on Friday, October 4th, along with some other activities and events that happened in the beginning of October. I also spoke with recently retired business administrator Michael Sawitz about the budgeting of the project. Both had so much great information to share that we decided to break this episode up into two parts. Today you will hear the part with Mr. Riccardelli. Hope you enjoy both. Coming to you from New Milford High School in New Milford, New Jersey, it's the Nightcast. Welcome to the second episode of the Nightcast. Today we are recording from New Milford High School, and I'm sitting with Athletic Director Joe Riccardelli.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. Thanks so much again for joining me today. I'd like to talk about the new turf fields behind the high school. Can you take us through the steps that you and the district took to get these fields constructed?
I sure can. When I met with Mr. Polizzi and Mr. Sawitz at the time, which is now over a year ago, we knew we needed to make some changes because our fields were not in good shape. We've always had an ongoing issue with whether it was rain, just the field itself. We always had a problem with playability. When I presented to the board back in December, my idea was to look at some other options that are available to us as a district, whether it's the Board of Education, the athletic department, et cetera. We all met, and that's the option that we came up with, was to turf both fields behind the school. And then one thing led to another, which I can get into further as we go along. But that was the main thing, was to turf the main field, the main stadium field, which is Monahan Field.
Great. Thanks for that information. And such a wonderful change for the whole district and really the whole community. Looking ahead, how do you think these changes and these new fields will impact the athletics program for the New Milford School District?
Well, believe it or not, it's actually happened already. So last week alone, we had so much rain. And as we all know, the rain has affected our fields for many years, where we've had to move state games, league games, division games to Dumont and other sites. And with the rain last week, ironically, the first two games, it rained. And we would not have played those games if that was our normal field. And then, of course, Friday night, we would definitely not have played because the rain would have just destroyed that mud. It would have turned the field into mud. So hence, having the turf field, we were able to get on that field for soccer for two games last week, and then obviously our football home opener, which was last Friday night.
That's awesome. So it sounds like the opportunities for our teams are definitely expanded. I was at that game Friday night. What an awesome event. You could feel in the crowd the excitement, people commenting about how beautiful the field looked. It's just so exciting for the whole community. We're lucky enough to have two turf fields built at this time. Obviously, the football field, which also houses the track and the large set of bleachers, and then the field behind the cafeteria, which is referred to as the cafe field. Can you tell us what the difference between those fields will be in terms of use? Like, which teams will use which fields?
The main field, obviously, would be more for games, whether it's varsity soccer, varsity football, varsity track. The band actually uses it at night. They practice on there after everyone is cleared out. We leave the lights on for them. So it houses everyone, which is a nice thing. So all our athletes, all our students have some accessibility. The smaller field is it's a soccer field and will be used for lower level soccer practices for all teams, actually. So football and soccer will be able to get out there. Band can also get out there. But another aspect that people don't realize is that the phys ed department is going to be able to get out there a lot. I mean, and they've struggled the last 2 months not being able to go outside. So now, starting next week, they'll be able to use the small field for classes. They'll have the tennis courts, which are obviously been brand new tennis courts resurfaced from scratch. They put a new walkway in, so it's a lot neater out there and cleaner. And then, of course, we put the fence in too, which was another aspect that people didn't realize. It was a security fence. So it's not easy just to break into our fence. And there's cameras out there now for security. So I think we've kind of hit everything we needed to do. But the main focus is getting everyone out there, as many people as we can out there, especially on the small field and the tennis courts, And that'll be just about any time you'll see people on there during the weekends. You know, and recreation is going to be using it also.
Okay, so rec will be using it. That was another one of, yes, of the questions I had, and something that I know the community was wondering about. That's great. Boy, it sounds like New Milford has its own little sports complex back here with everything that you're mentioning. This is so exciting. Tell me about the fence. There was mention at the opening night of the first football game that the fence was a donation.
So we had someone who left us some money. Shelly was part of the community for a very, very long time. And if you look at the plaque out there, which I do have a picture of and I can read it to you before we finish, Shelly's niece was part of this whole thing where when he passed, they left some money to the district. And we spoke to Kathy Graff, and she was willing to use that money for that new fence, which actually works out perfectly because he was such an avid sports fan of all our teams. He's been part of the community for, I want to say, 60, 70 years. You know, we had that plaque made by someone who's also part of the community. As you see, everything we do is part of the community here. And that's one of my things since I've been in this office, is to get the community involved as much as possible, because we have so many people that want to help and donate, whether it's PTO, whether it's the board, whether it's just moms and dads. And that's a beautiful thing in this community. So the plaque that we had made was made by Pete Rebish, who owns a sign company in Bergenfield, but he's also a resident, and he's had two sons go through the school system. So the fence plaque reads that this is a gift. The fence is a gift from Shelly Freshy, 98-year resident of New Milford, sports fan for more than five generations. He is proud of his schools, his town, and his nation. He served overseas in World War II, played baseball at UMass, where he received a degree in horticulture. Shelly's famous quote was, "Work your hardest on and off the field." And then the Milford Board of Education greatly acknowledges Shelly's generosity in helping the New Milford High School renovate the athletic complex that we see present.
And as a community member, I have to say that fence really brings the facility to another level. It really gives it an element of class when you look at the facility. Mm-hmm. And I think over the years, it's going to be so appreciated. So thank you to Shelly and that entire family. That's really wonderful. Mr. Riccardelli, can you tell us about the field that's under construction at David E. Owens Middle School? I know that the dirt from the project here at the high school was actually used to start helping reconstruct a field at that location. Can you tell us about that?
This actually turned out to be something we didn't really expect. We knew the dirt had to go somewhere. Obviously, when they lifted all the dirt out of here, it was either going out to somewhere out of town, which would have cost us a lot of money, or send it to another facility in town, where we decided that we knew the middle school needed some work. It needed to be raised. We needed the infields to be redone because they have been, you know, they've beaten down over the years, and it costs a lot of money to bring in dirt and soil and clay. So when we first met with the companies, Field Turf and Applied Technologies, we decided to take the dirt and bring it over there. They have now, since we started this project, they've started to push the dirt around. They've raised the property up a little higher. We've put all new irrigation in, and they've rebuilt all three infields. So we have two brand new softball fields, and we'll have brand new baseball fields as of, I want to say, June or July. We have to get through two seeding periods. But also, otherwise, we're going to have brand new facilities at the middle school also. And in addition to that, our grounds crew has been working at Gibbs, reconstructing our infield there also. We're going to have basically brand new facilities everywhere athletically, which is such a beautiful thing. So we're really almost caught up to where we should be, thanks to Mr. Polizzi and the Board of Education.
Awesome. So district-wide, athletics has seen so much improvement over the past 5 years or so. How exciting for all of the programs. I know that the new field that was built last year at Berkeley Street Elementary School is being used by a lot of these programs as well. Any final thoughts that you'd like to share before we wrap up today?
Well, I can say as the athletic director, as well as an administrator at the high school, but most importantly, a resident of this town, the finality of all this will be the track. So during the month of October, we'll have some times that we won't be able to use our facility because the track will be under construction. As of the end of October, we will have a brand new track for everyone to use. And then in the spring, they will come back and completely redo the top part of the track, where full completion will probably really end up being June, which will end up before graduation. So that facility will look exactly the way it should look, the way we dreamed it would look for next year's graduation, 2020.
Okay, that's great news. And another use of the facility the community members, avid walkers, runners, I'm sure will get a lot of enjoyment out of that track, along with the students of the New Milford School District. Thank you again for sitting with me, Mr. Riccardelli. Thank you for all the work you've done for athletics in our town. I know the community appreciates it and is grateful.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Nightcast. Check us out at newmilfordschools.org/New Milford High School. Look for us in your inbox from the 9th. Find us on the New Milford High School Facebook page or at Mr. Manupelli's Twitter, @NMHS Principal.